那个各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hello, and may peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
来鼓励大家弟兄姐妹，我们一起过读经的生活。
And to encourage all brothers and sisters to live a Bible studying daily life.
我想用礼拜三的时间来介绍一些经卷，来跟大家做参考。
And therefore, I use Wednesday night service to introduce to all of us some of the Bible.
平常我们都有读经。
And usually, we would have a regular studying of the Bible.
弟兄姐妹有一个共同的读经的进度。
But if for brothers and sisters, all of us to have a pace of together of studying the Bible.
礼拜三晚上也会把读的这个经卷加以稍微解释一下，读起来应该比较容易懂。
And therefore, Wednesday night we will go in depth and to explain of some of the Bible passages. Therefore, we will have a deeper understanding.
我想以箴言呢作为一个开始，因为箴言比较容易读，也很有意思。
And therefore, I use the book of Proverbs as the beginning of our Bible study because Proverbs is easier to study and also understand.
那么手上都有发中文的讲义，英文的以后再补给大家啊。
And we all have the Chinese version of the outline.
那么箴言呢，我们先来一起把第一章先读一读。
And let's first read Proverbs chapter 1.
一人读一节啊，轮流。
And we'll each read one verse and we'll go.
箴言呢，是圣经里面所谓的智慧书的其中的第三卷。
And as we know, the book of Proverbs is one of the wisdom, the knowledge books. That is in the Bible.
什么叫智慧书呢？
What does it mean by the wisdom books?
这诗篇箴言传道书哦。
And that is book of Psalms, Proverbs and Ecclesiastes.
特别有关于给我们特别多的属灵的智慧。
And that's because these three books grant us a lot of spiritual wisdom.
中文呢，把它翻成箴言呢。
The Chinese it translates to the Chinese words proverbs.
这个箴呢，这个智啊，这个所谓的规矩啊，或者是规戒的这个意思，就是有限制，把它不要让我们越规矩。
And the meaning of the word means that there is restriction and boundaries that which is drawn so that we may not cross over.
如果越过这个规矩呢，就会出问题。
And once you cross over that boundary, there will be problems.
加上你开车开到对面的那条 lane， 就会撞车。
For example, if you're driving, you drive to the other lane, then you might hit other cars coming your way.
同样的，人生就好像在开车。
It's just like our life. It's like when we're driving.
走天国的路也等于在开车。
When we're walking on this heavenly path into the heavenly kingdom, we are like driving.
应该停，你没有停，你就出问题。
If we drive in a certain place when we need to stop and we don't, then there's problems.
跑过线你就会出问题。
If you cross the line, then the problems will arise.
应该回头，你没有回头就出问题了。
If it's time for you to turn around and you don't, then problems will arise as well.
那么世界人也讲智慧。
And also the people of the world talks about wisdom.
但是世界的智慧跟神的智慧有什么不一样呢？
But what is the difference between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God?
神的智慧啊，不是讲的关于怎么读书或者是怎么赚钱。
The wisdom of God does not teach us and talk about how and what way we should study and how to make money.
神的智慧是告诉我们要怎么做一个人。
The wisdom of God teaches us how to be a good human being.
这是我们做人处事的态度。
And that is the attitudes and the way of how we act our daily lives.
因为我们的态度会决定我们的选择。
Because of our attitudes towards life, it makes us to make choices.
这箴言呢，有第一章的第七节很重要，要把它画下来。
Therefore, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it's a very good verse, and we should underline it.
这是箴言的一个重点的句。
And it's one of the most important verses.
敬畏神呢，就知识的开端。
It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge."
读那么多书，读到博士都没用。
And even though you can study to get a PhD, it will be of no use.
如果你不认识神，
if you do not know God,
你是一个最无知的人。
Then you are a naive person.
可能你连一个字都不懂。
You might not even know a word.
但是你懂得敬畏神。
But if you know how to fear the Lord,
不敢做坏事得罪神。
And you're not, you fear to do the wrong things and sin against God.
做一个神跟人喜欢的人。
And you become a man that is find favor in man's eyes and also in God's eyes.
你就是走在知识的路上。
Then you are on the path of wisdom and knowledge.
说有了这种真的智慧。
And once you receive this true knowledge and wisdom,
才可以表现出来。
Then you can manifest it.
才可以过圣洁的生活。
And only then you can live a holy life.
公义的生活。
A righteous life.
温柔的生活。
A meek life.
道德高尚的生活。
And to have superior acts of righteousness and good deeds.
这种智慧呢，不是天生。
But we have to understand that this kind of knowledge does not come with us when we're born.
聪明是天生。
Our intelligence comes with us.
有些小孩子从小就看他特别聪明。
Because you can see a child when they're young, you can see how wise and how intelligent they are.
学东西学得特别快。
And they can pick up things and learn it really quickly.
那个没得学，他生出来 IQ 就是150。
And there are some things you can't choose, and that child was born with a high IQ.
但是属灵的智慧呢，不是天生。
We have to understand their spiritual wisdom is not inherited.
属灵的智慧呢，是要追求的。
We have to understand that we need to pursue after the spiritual wisdom.
是要学习的。
We need to learn.
所以啊，箴言书非常的宝贵。
So the book of Proverbs is very precious.
箴言呢，只有31章。
There's only 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs.
就是每天读一章，一个月都可以读一次。
And if we read it one chapter a day, then we can finish it in about a month.
非常好读。
And it's very easy read.
你可以应用在我们生活当中。
And you can use it in your daily life.
箴言是谁写的呢？
Who wrote the book of Proverbs?
其实不单只是一个人，是一群人所写的。
It's actually not just written by one person, but it's written by a group of people.
大部分呢都是所罗门所贡献的。
And of course, most of it is written by Solomon.
列王记上第三章告诉我们。
First Kings chapter 3, it tells us.
列王记上第三章哦，第七节啊。
First Kings chapter 3, verse 7.
七到九节，这里记载啊，所罗门向神求智慧。
Here it records when King Solomon asked the Lord for wisdom.
神问他你要求什么？
The Lord asked him, "What do you want?"
如果今天晚上神在梦里面问你，你要求什么？
But today in your dream, God asks you, "What do you want?"
你要怎么说？
What will you say?
你要求房子吗？
Will you ask for a house?
你要求工作吗？
Will you ask for a good job?
你要求婚姻吗？
Will you pray? Will you ask for marriage?
所罗门都没有求这些。
Solomon did not ask for any of this.
我要智慧。
He says, "I want wisdom."
因为我要做这个工作，没有智慧我怎么做？
Because I need to do this work, and if I do not have this wisdom, how can I go out to do this work?
我又没有经验。
I don't have any experience.
我爸爸也不在我身边带我。
My father is not around to teach me and guide me.
当时所罗门不单只要做行政，还要当审判官。
And at that time, Solomon not only he needed to do a lot of paperwork, but also he had to be a judge.
也要当军事家。
And he also had to be a general.
也要当王。
He also had to be a king.
带领百姓。
He needs to lead his people.
没有智慧怎么行？
If he did not have wisdom, how could he go about to do any of this?
向神求智慧。
And therefore he went to ask God for wisdom.
所以第十节就是说，所罗门求这件事情，神就喜欢他。
And therefore in verse 10 says, the Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for wisdom.
你不为自己求寿、求富、求财。
Because since you have not asked for this, not for long life or wealth for yourself.
你没有求的，我都给你。
But he, whatever you have not asked for, I will give you.
今天我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we thought about this ourselves today?
我们祷告的时候求什么？
In our prayer, what do we ask for?
求病得医治吗？
Do we ask for our sickness to be healed?
求工作顺利吗？
Do we ask for our jobs to go smoothly?
求事业可以做断一点吗？
Do we ask for our business to go well?
如果我们求这些，
If we ask for any of this,
当然神可能也会给。
And God might give us and grant us.
但神高就更高兴，就是看到我们说，哎，求智慧。
But what God will find most delight in is if we ask for wisdom.
怎么样可以做一个神所喜欢的人？
How can we become a man that is pleasing in the eyes of God?
所以所罗门得到这个智慧之后，
So when Solomon received this wisdom,
他写了很多的箴言，把它写下来。
He wrote a lot of it in the book of Proverbs.
第四章三十二节。
Proverbs chapter 4.
就是列王记上四章三十二节。
First Kings chapter 4 verse 32.
他做了箴言3000句。
And he has made psalms numbered 1005.
箴言的 proverbs 3000句。
3000 proverbs.
这3000句里面呢，有一些记录在我们圣经的箴言里面。
And of these 3000 proverbs, some of it is recorded in our Bible.
所以这些箴言是从他从神那边领受到的一些智慧。
Therefore, these proverbs are what he had received from the Lord.
非常值得我们查考。
So indeed, it's very precious and important for us to go and study.
除了所罗门之外，还有其他的，像这里说有些智慧人没有写名字。
And other than King Solomon, there's other men of wisdom that does not have their name mentioned.
也有啊，在西西家王啊时代， 他派人所把它写下来了。
And also, of people of King Hezekiah, he also had people writing these proverbs down for him.
这是二十五章第一节啊。
And that is recorded in chapter 25, verse 1.
所罗门之后的后人呢，把以后的一些箴言也整理出来。
And these are more proverbs of Solomon that were after time of Solomon.
还有三十一章第一节说，利姆伊勒王另外一个王的箴言也写下来。
And also in chapter 31, it talks about the king of Lemuel.
还有三十章所说的雅古尔的箴言。
And also chapter 30, it says Agur.
所以箴言不要想说啊，一些箴言一定是所罗门所写的，只是他是其中一个作者而已。
So we should not only think that the whole book of Proverbs is written by King Solomon himself.
那么箴言的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of the book of Proverbs?
我们刚才说中文这个箴这个字啊，也跟那个针啊，就这个针线的针的是一样的。
And for this Chinese word, it means it can have another
needle 啊
meaning of it means a needle.
我们知道被针刺了会怎样
？And we know if you're pierced by a needle, what will you feel?
醒过来。
You will be awakened.
痛啊。
It'll hurt.
但是呢，你会知道说哇，这个要小心。
But we'll know that we need to be alert and be careful.
同样的，神的话好像一支针呢，也要提醒我们。
And the words of God is just like this needle, it reminds us.
箴言的第一章第一节开始第到第六节是箴言的这个开场白一个序言。
And from chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, it tells us it's the prologue.
从第二节到第六节讲到七个使人怎么样使人怎么样七个。
And from verse 2 to verse 7, it tells us different ways of giving us things.
所以我们知道我们吃一样吃个药或者是吃什么营养的都是有一些功效你知道功效你买一个东西哎呀 function 是怎么样你才会去买才会去吃、啊、
And it's just like it, buying nutritional vitamins we know different things will have different uses for them
这个箴言吃下去了听、读下去了有什么功效呢
And here it tells us of what is the purpose for reading the book of Proverbs and what we will receive.
第一个功效是第二节哦。
And the first usage and importance is recorded in verse 2.
使人晓得智慧和训诲。
For attaining wisdom and discipline.
智慧我们刚刚讲过不是天生。
And as we just learned about, wisdom does not come since the time we're born.
你读智慧的言语就会变得有智慧。
But if we read the words of wisdom, we will become very full of wisdom.
你读那些垃圾，看那些垃圾，就变成垃圾。
If you read all about these garbage and these things that are not good for you, then you will become what you are reading.
有句话英文说 ，You are what you eat. 你吃下去就等于你。
And it's just like there's an English saying that says you are what you eat. Whatever you eat, you will become that.
你空闲的时候你看什么
？During your leisure time, what do you read?
你很常看报纸。
There are people that read the newspaper.
讲的都是政治。
All they talk about is politics.
国民党、民进党、大陆怎么样
？They talk about different political parties and talk about this country and that country.
大家了解一下也不错。
And it's good for you to understand some of it.
但是如果只看那些的话
，But that's the only thing that you read about.
只有俗世的东西。
Then all you know about is of the world.
更糟糕，你们有空的时候，花那些电视啊，那些无聊的节目啊，那些垃圾的节目上面。
And some of them is even worse. They spend all their leisure time watching TV shows.
本来没有那么愚昧的。
In the beginning, they weren't that foolish and naive.
看太多了，变得很愚昧。
But in the end, they've watched too much that they've become so foolish.
被洗脑，被洗脑。
Because they've been brainwashed.
但是呢，真言你多读的话，你本来很笨的，但是呢，神的话让你有智慧。
But if you read Proverbs often, again and again, in the beginning you might be foolish, but in the end you will become full of wisdom.
怎么的智慧？智慧就是你会分辨通达。
And to wisdom is to be able to discern right and wrong.
一个人要自己分辨。
And for a person to be able to have the understanding of discern.
小时候父母告诉你不可以这样做。
When you're young, your parents will tell you don't do this.
你没有办法，你做这个被打，所以一定要不做。
And you don't know, and you can't control anything because if you do it, your parents will beat you, and therefore you will not do it.
但是你怎么知道你长大呢
？But how do you know this when you grow up?
自己知道做这个怎么好。
Because when you grow up, you'll know that that thing that you're doing will be no good for you.
没有营养。
And you know that it is not good for you.
我自己会分辨的。
Because you can discern what is right and wrong yourself.
你常常读圣经，你就会分辨。
So if you read the Bible often, then you can discern what is right and wrong.
不读圣经的话
But if you do not read the Bible,
你当基督徒当几十年也是不会分辨的。
You become you're a Christian for tens of years, but yet you don't know what is right and wrong.
啊，第二点。
The second point.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的行为。
Verse 3, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair.
处事圣有智慧会帮我们处理事情。
And if you have wisdom, it will help us to do what is right.
怎么处理事情呢？
How do we acquire things and how do we do things?
这里有几个关键。
And here there are a few points.
你有智慧的话，你处理事情会很公义，会很仁义。
Because if you have wisdom, then whatever you do is right, just, and fair.
你不会是虚谎真实。
You will not twist the truth.
不会把事实扭曲。
And you will not change what is true.
不会无中生有。
You will not create things that are not backed up by truth.
不会偏袒坏人。
And you will not stand on the side of the evildoers.
更不会偏袒自己。
And of course, you will not only stand on your own side.
今天很多人很会读书，但是。不是很会处事。
There are many people nowadays, they know how to study a book and are very book smart, but they don't know how to handle many things in life.
很会赚钱，但是不会处事。
They know how to make lots of money, but they don't know how to do many things.
很有才华，但是不会处事。
And they're very talented in many ways, but they can't do a lot of the things and how to sort out things.
最基本的，仁义、公平、正直都没有做到。
What is the most simple righteousness, justice, and fairness? They cannot complete this.
所以要处事，要从圣灵里面领受教训。
So in order for us to perform these works, we need to learn from and discipline by the Bible.
第三点就是说使愚人灵明。
And the third point.
Verse four.
In verse four, for giving prudence to the simple.
啊 ，simple， 因为我是犯了正经，你是笨，你是愚蠢。
And in the English version, it says simple. But in Chinese version, it means foolish.
就是没有智慧。
That means you do not have any wisdom.
以前不认识神，所以没有智慧。
In the beginning, you do not know God. Therefore, you do not have any wisdom.
对，常常读。
But now that you read the Bible often,
灵明，哎，你了解。
And therefore, you will receive this knowledge and discernment.
你 IQ 可能没有增加，但是你属灵的智慧有增加。
And even though your IQ would not increase, but your spiritual knowledge would increase.
你知道什么可以做，什么不可以做。
Because you know what is right and what is wrong.
再来第五点，使智慧人听见。
The fifth point, let the wise listen.
啊，增长学问。
Add to their learning.
第六点，使聪明人得着智谋。
Next point, for understanding proverbs and parables and saying the riddles of the wise.
啊，这里讲什么？就是说本来你有智慧，但是你读真言更有智慧。
It's to let the discerning get guidance, and it means that in the beginning you have some wisdom, but the more you read, the more wisdom you will gain.
智慧没有说够了，没有说太多了。
There's never a limit to how much wisdom you can get.
常常读神的话语，有更有智慧。
Because the more you read the words of God, the more wisdom you will receive.
第六节说，神明白真言，比喻懂得智慧人的言辞和言语。
Seventh point, which is verse 6, for understanding proverbs and parables.The saying and riddles of the wise.
真言呢，目的太好了。
So the purpose and theme of Proverbs is indeed is wonderful.
第四点，这真言书的特质有五点。
And here,
characteristics.
And then the characteristics of the book of Proverbs.
第一点，要良好的教训。
The first characteristic is to have good teachings.
就是教导，向善做好的事情。
It tells us to do good and to do good deeds.
第二呢，它广泛的流传，我们讲到常引用，常常有读到，甚至不信神的人，有时候也认识里面真言所讲的话。
And the second characteristics of Book of Proverbs is that it's spread out vastly into many different places, and many people, even though they're not believers, they will know about sayings in the Book of Proverbs.
同时呢，它又很简单。
And at the same time, it's very easy read.
可以一节一节独立的看。
You can actually read it verse by verse and look at them individually.
又很容易记，那个句子的结构都是排列，都是相对的。
And the formation of the sentences is actually flows, and it's very easy for us to read and also remember.
信徒啊，常常读真言的话，信仰就会进步。
So if the members often read Book of Proverbs, your faith will also be cultivated.
也不需要懂得什么圣经的背景啊、历史啊才读得懂。
You don't even need that much of Bible history in order for you to understand the book of Proverbs.
甚至你把一句一句啊，每天背一句，哇，这样背的话，不单止中文英文会好，那属灵的程度也会提升。
And if you memorize one verse a day from the book of Proverbs, not only will increase your spiritual knowledge, but also can improve your Chinese and also English.
我们刚刚读过第一章哦，稍微简单讲一讲，分享一下。
And we just read verse chapter 1, and now we're going to go in depth to understand
about it. 所罗门的智慧。
The wisdom of King Solomon.
他的智慧从哪里来的？
Where does his wisdom come from?
刚刚我们讲过他的智慧从哪里来的？
We just talked about where does his wisdom come from.
啊，从神来。
So his wisdom is from God.
没有错，我们想过是所罗门的智慧都是从神来的。
And we know that all of King Solomon's wisdom comes from God.
但是从所罗门自己所讲的。
But just like what King Solomon said himself.
啊，他的智慧除了从神来的智慧。
His wisdom, other than the ones coming from God.
还有从哪里来？
What else is it from?
第八节开始。
Verse 8, it tells us.
他那时候大概已经有孩子了。
At that time, I think he already had children.
他说你要听你父亲的话。
He says, listen, my son, to your father's instruction.
不可以忘记你妈妈所讲的话。
And do not forsake your mother's teachings.
当然神是会给我们智慧。
And indeed, it's true that God will grant us wisdom.
但是所罗门怎么能知道要寻求神呢？
But how does King Solomon know that he needs to seek the Lord?
就是以前他的爸爸大卫所教导的。
And that is what his father, King David, had taught him.
如果没有他爸爸教他，他可能很多事情连信仰都建立不起来。
And if his father had not taught him any of this, then his faith would not have a firm foundation.
所以，如果尤其是我们的父母啊，是有信主的话，或者是他们的品格啊，他们给我们很多的一些观念。
And if our parents are believers, they will give us and pass down many teachings for us.
父母有时候会给我们很多的智慧的遗产。
And therefore, our parents will leave a lot of wisdom, inheritance of wisdom for us.
你说父母在的时候，我们都可能嫌他啰嗦。
And when your parents they're still around you, you will think that they nag too much.
有一天呢，他们不在了，我们才觉得说，哎呀，父母的话多宝贵，现在听不到。
But one day that they're no longer there to be with you, then you will start to think that how precious the words of your parents are.
所以我们多思考父母所讲的话。
So we need to often ponder upon the words of our parents.
第二点呢？
The second point.
什么叫智慧呢？
What is the meaning of wisdom?
从第八节开始，第九节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
第十节啊，智慧呢，就是你不要跟他同流合污，不要做别人做的事情。
And to not do the things that others are doing.
别人叫你去一起去做坏事。
If others tell you to go do something bad.
要流人的血。
To ask you to make others bleed and hurt others.
你没有分辨的哦，别人去做我也去做。
If you do not have the knowledge of discern what is good and wrong, what is good and bad, then you will go and do it.
别人抽烟你也去抽烟。
Others do bad things, you will do. Others smoke, you will smoke.
别人去吸毒也去吸毒。
Others use drugs and you will also go with them.
别人去赌钱也去赌钱。
Others gamble and you will also go and gamble.
别人去偷也去偷。
Others would perform acts of theft, and you will also do so.
这是最愚昧的。
And that is the most foolish of them all.
所以智慧就是要分辨，不要跟那些不好的朋友在一起。
Wisdom is to be able to discern and to not place yourself amongst bad people.
或者贪念。
To lust for money.
再来第二十三节。
Then we look at verse 23.
这里说啊，当因我的责备回转，我要将我的灵浇灌你们。让我的话指示你们。
23. If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you.
神的灵怎么能临到我们呢？
How does the spirit of the Lord come upon us?
这里说神的话要责备我们，我们要回转。
Here says we need to respond to the Lord's rebuke.
你不回转的话，
if we do not turn around and respond to the Lord,
得不到灵恩的，
then we cannot receive spiritual cultivation.
不回转的话，
if we do not turn ourselves around to face Him.
祷告多久啊？去聚会多少次都没用。
No matter how often we go to service or pray, it will be of no use.
礼拜天我们去 Langley.
And on Sunday we went to Langley.
去家庭聚会。
We went to family service.
聚会出来。
And after the family service.
大家都不是很熟，说要跟我，因为我有 GPS.
And everyone didn't know the road around that area very well because I had GPS.
啊，没问题，跟着我，跟着我。
So I said no problem, follow me.
结果一出去。
But right when we went out,
GPS 就叫我左转。
The GPS told me to turn right.
后面一堆人就跟我左转。
And therefore, a whole bunch of cars after me, they turned left with me.
后来有人就发现了，哎，应该是右转，为什么左转？
And all of a sudden, there is someone that noticed that you're supposed to turn right instead of left. And why did we turn left?
走了几个路口，越来越不对劲。
After a few intersections, I realized it's getting a little bit weird.
打电话给我。
And they call me.
哎，传道好像走错路。
He said, Pastor, I think you led us the wrong way.
越跑越远了。
Now we're going further, further into places we don't know.
我说，啊，对不起，对不起，马上赖给GPS。
And I said, I'm sorry, and I blame the GPS.
赶快找个地方回走。
And immediately I would turn around.
回转的时候还很恐怖。
And at that intersection when we're turning, it's very dangerous.
很乡下的地方都很黑啊，没有路灯啊，旁边很多草啊，看到要回转的时候差点掉到水沟里面。
And finally it's very dark there, and there have no street lights, and therefore when I made my U-turn, I almost fell into the gutter.
差点掉下去。
I almost fell into the gutter.
车子刮到一下。
And my car was scratched.
还发不动。
And I couldn't even start my car.
但是呢，感谢主要回头，回到家才之后隔天才发不动。
And thank the grace of the Lord that I got home safely. It was only after the next day that my car was not able to start.
你不回转的话，你继续跑，这样跑得很快，你是永远回不到家。
And even though, and if you do not turn around, make that U-turn, and even though you're driving really fast, no matter how far you go, you will not return home.
有时候我们人有种想法，哎呀，可能前面那个路就对了，再走一下看看吧。
And sometimes men will have that kind of thinking. Maybe we'll just go on for another intersection. Maybe that road in front of us is the right way.
或者说回转很丢脸。
Because you think it's fairly embarrassing for you to turn around. Because there are four or five cars behind me following.
我一回转，大家都很印象吗？
And of course, if I make a U-turn, all of them will start nagging.
寂寞啊，乱跑。
They'll say that I don't know the road and how come I'm still leading.
但有时候你走错了就要回转，你不要理人家讲。But
at times, when you know that you're wrong, you've led the wrong way, you need to make that U-turn, no matter what others say.
别人也不一定会笑你，有时候自我那种自尊影响而已。
Others might not even mock you or anything, but it's the pride within your own heart that you do not, you cannot face.
这里回转了，神的灵条交换你。
And here it tells us, only when we turn to the Lord, only when we respond to Him, that His Spirit will be poured down upon us.
换句话，你不回转，神的灵要远离。
That means that if we do not turn ourselves around, God will depart from us.
你回转了，神的话就更多指示你。
But instead, if we do turn around, more words and knowledge and His thoughts will be known to us.
换句话，你不回转，神的话就越来越少，神就不跟你讲话。
In other ways, we can look at it, if we do not turn around, God's words will not be able to be known for us.
如果我们今天走错路，
And therefore, if today we have gone the wrong way,
一定要回转。
We need to turn around.
24节。
24.
这我呼唤你们不听。
But since you rejected me when I called,
我伸手没人理会。
And no one gave heed when I stretched out my hand.
后来呢，你们遭灾难，26节，我也不听你们了。
And 26, I in turn will laugh at your disaster.
28节，28。那时你们呼求我，我却不答应；恳切的寻求我，我却不听。
Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me.
神会怜悯人。
God will have mercy on people.
但是神的怜悯呢，是到某一个程度。
But the mercy of the Lord only is to some a certain extent.
讲了一次、两次、三次、四次、五次都不听的话，
If He tells you and warns you once, twice, three times, or four times, and you still do not turn your way,
到最后神就不会怜悯你。
Until the very end, the Lord will not have any mercy upon us anymore.
神说我不是不跟你讲。
The Lord can tell you that it's not that I have not told you.
我呼唤你，我叫你，呼唤就是很慈声的叫你，哎呀，回来吧，回来吧。
I have called out to you.
软的啊，硬的就是责备骂你。
When the Lord calls out to us, He is very meek and He is very loving. But when He starts to
teach,
and even though at that time when He calls out to us, we do not listen,
好，有一天神就不怜悯。
There will be one day the Lord will have no more mercy
upon us. 神也不讲话。
The Lord will not speak anymore.
哎呀，那个时候你开始受苦了。
And at that time you will face all these problems.
怎么会这样？
And persecutions, 哎呀, and you'll start to ask yourself, why? And you'll pray and you pray zealously. The Lord will no longer listen to you.
你不要等到那个神的怜悯那个界限过了才来悔改，那没用。
Don't wait till the time of that boundary, that limit of the Lord of His mercy, then you come back. The Lord will not listen to you anymore.
29节说，你恨恶知识，你不听我。
29, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord.
31,
they will eat the fruit of their ways.
我们真的是很希望神不要跟我们这样讲话。
Indeed, we will hope that the Lord will not speak to us in this manner.
如果有一天神跟你说，你吃自己的果子吧，你不要求了。
And if one day the Lord tells you, eat your own fruits and do not ask anything from me anymore.
我们结什么果子？
What kind of fruits do we bear?
我们不要结坏果子。
We should not bear fruits of evil.
但是如果我们自己结了什么果子，也是给自己吃而已。
But we have to understand whatever the fruits that we bear, we have to eat it ourselves.
我们讲嘛，圣灵的果子有几样？
We know how many fruits of the Holy Spirit there.
讲出来，圣灵的果子是什么？
What are the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
几样？
How many?
啊，别哪几样？九样哪几样？九样，再来听听。哇，非常好，一百分哦，九样果子。很多啊，我们常常哎呀，多结果子好像结了给大家吃这样。
And therefore, it's very good to bear fruit. There's 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. There will need to bear more to share to every one of us.
没有错，别人可以吃一次。
And it is good that to give out to others to eat.
谁先吃呢？你自己先吃。
But who is the first one to eat any of these fruits that you bear? It is yourself.
你有仁爱，你也会吃到仁爱的果子。
If you have love, then you can eat the fruit of love.
你常爱人，别人一定爱你。
Because if you love others, others will also love you.
你恨人，别人就恨你。
If you hate others, others will hate you as well.
温柔的果子。
What about meek?
你温柔，别人骂你，你很温柔，别人也骂不下去。
If you are meek,and others rebuke you and get mad at you, and if you're meek to them still, they are no longer can
be despised.
Because if you're meek to others, others will be meek to you.
你很粗暴，也会吃到粗暴的果子。
If you're very violent and I'm short-tempered, you will also eat whatever that you are.
所以神就说，你最后你吃自己的果子吧。
So here the Lord says, you have to eat your own fruit of your ways.
三十二节。
32.
愚昧人呢，被盗。必自杀己身啊。
And here it says, the whinier of the simple will kill them.
愚昧人谁害死他？
Who will kill the simple ones?
不是妈妈害死他，不是爸爸害死他。
It is not their parents.
也不是魔鬼害死他。
And it's also not Satan.
我们常赖给魔鬼啊。
We often will blame Satan.
哎呀，都是魔鬼引诱啦。
They'll say, blame Satan. It is the tempting of the Satan.
魔鬼做工啊。
It must be the work of Satan.
不然我不会这样。
If it was not the work of Satan, I would not be like so.
圣经没有教给你赖给魔鬼啊。
The Bible does not teach us to blame everything on Satan.
没有错，魔鬼是一个属灵的力量，会引诱你。
Indeed, it is true. Satan is a spiritual way of tempting us.
但神的道已经告诉你。
But here, the Bible of the truth of the Lord teaches us.
你不听就是愚昧。
If you do not listen, then you are foolish.
你死了，只能赖你自己。
And if you die because of your own foolishness, then you can only blame yourself.
你不能赖给魔鬼，魔鬼害你。
You cannot blame Satan for Satan.
你不听神的话，你自己找死。
Because it is the Lord's words that you do not listen, and therefore you are where you are today.
还有呢，安逸，愚顽人的安逸呢，必害己命。
And 32, and the complacency of fools will destroy them.
生活太安逸也很危险。
And if your life is too settled and too peaceful,
没有什么困难。
Will be very that faces no hardship. It will be very dangerous for you.
生活在发达国家的我们呢，信仰有时候是很安逸。
And if you live in a very nice country like where we are today, then our beliefs seems very settled.
没有逼迫啊，哪有逼迫？
We don't have any persecutions for our faith.
没有什么大困难。
We don't face any kinds of tribulations.
工作很顺利啊。
And our jobs are very smooth.
生活很舒服啊。
And we live a very nice life.
在这种社会，娱乐啦，享受太多了。
And we live in this world and we indulge in too much worldly pleasures.
钱太好赚了。
Money is too easy to gain.
但是呢，圣经说，愚昧人的安逸害死自己。
But here it tells us the complacency of fools will destroy them.
因为愚昧人觉得很安逸了啊，放松了，犯罪了。
Because the fools, they will think that everything is so peaceful and everything's at peace, and therefore they will lack alertness and they will sin.
你看使徒时代的信徒为什么信心那么刚强？
And when we look at the time of the apostles, why are their faith so strong?
第一啊，逼迫那么多，那个不刚强了，早就被淘汰了。
Because there's so much persecution, so ones that are not strong already have no longer followed the Lord.
第二，当你每天都不晓得今天活不活得过来的时候。
And secondly, if every day you think that might be your last day,
政府可能来抓人了。
The government might have people sent to capture you.
把我去喂狮子。
To send into the lion's den.
你今天可以不拼命祷告吗？
If today was the last day, would you not pray zealously?
还有你不会渴慕天家吗？
Will you not hope that you will be able to return back to the heavenly kingdom?
如果你有困难，你马上祷告。
And if you have any kind of problems, all you would do is pray.
如果真的死了，也想进天国。
And if you were to die, your only hope is to be able to enter the heavenly kingdom.
但如果生活太舒服了。
But if your life is too settled and at peace and at ease.
叫你祷告十分钟都很困难。
To ask you to pray for 10 minutes, it's so difficult.
第一太累了，回家也不想祷告。
First, you're too tired when you return home, you don't want to pray.
也没有那么多事情好像要祷告。
And secondly, there's not much things that you actually need to pray for.
生活太好了。
Because life is too easy.
有天国也不想进去。主耶稣啊，先不要接我回去，还没有享受够。
There is heavenly kingdom, but you do not want to enter into the heavenly kingdom. You tell the Lord, wait, because I have not enjoyed the luxuries of life yet.
说愚昧人的安逸啊，那还是自己。
And therefore, the complacency of the fools would destroy them.
但是安逸不是不好，平安的生活不是不好，但是要有智慧。
To live at ease and at peace, it does not mean that it's bad.
第二十三十二节上，我有听从我的，虽然安然居住，但是他安静，不怕灾害，他心里面很警醒。
Verse 33, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm.
最近收到 email 说我们在非洲那个刚果的那些光果的信徒受到很大的苦难。
And we most recently received emails of our brothers and sisters in Congo. They've been facing a lot of persecution.
刚果打内战。
There is a war within Congo.
信徒都要流离失所。
And all members, they must scatter into different places.
躲到森林里面，没饭吃，没水喝。
Some of them flee into the forest, and there they do not have food to eat or water to drink.
孩子也饿死了。
The children, many of the children have died.
家被抢光了。
And their house have been taken away from them.
跟外界失去联络。
They have lost all contact from the outside to the outside world.
我们也没有办法想象他们的情况。
We cannot even imagine what kind of life that they're living in.
So we need to pray.
And therefore, we need to pray for them.
我们不要只想自己，哎呀，我们一点点事情就好像全世界快末日这样。
And we cannot only think of ourselves. Those little things that are happening in our lives, we think that the world is coming to an end for us.
我们不要只顾自己。
We should not only think for ourselves.
我们的同龄在非洲，他们受苦，我们都为他们祷告。
We have our brothers and sisters that are suffering in Africa. We need to pray for them.
我们同龄们。身体健安的灵性软弱的我们也为他们祷告
and we also pray for those brothers and sisters who are weak physically and also spiritually
这个礼拜我们就读经的进度就是我们回家自己读了第一到第七章
and therefore this week the progress of our Bible study will be you read from chapter 1 to chapter 7
有读了要把它写下来
and you should write down what you have read
那么下个礼拜三我们继续讲
So next Wednesday, we will continue to study.
虽然大家下班很累，但是平常晚上尽量也把握时间哈，来参加聚会。
And even though after work you're very tired, but please take full to have time to spare aside time to come for service.
那么可以领受神智慧的话语。
So you can receive the wisdom of the Lord.
唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.